I landed up in hospital several times. It started off initially with one particularly hard slap around my face, which shocked me. And then it escalated over a period of, we were together 8 months, I think it escalated over a period of 6 months. I was knocked unconscious with a headbutt. I was raped. My jaw was fractured in two places. And at the time, the police actually came and saved me, really, for the want of a better word. They had to take photos of the injuries from head to foot, and they were able to document that some had happened last night, and some had happened 3 days before, and some had happened a week and ago, and because I was just covered from head to foot, literally head to foot.
I mean, you say it sort of escalated from that first incident, that first slap. Did you feel you couldn't get out of the relationship? Why did you stay?
Because he said he was sorry, that he don't know what made him do it, and that it would never happen again. And I was very young, obviously, and naive. And I believed him.
Have you found out since whether he'd done this before, whether he'd done it to other people?
I've certainly been told of various things he has done to other people since. So obviously that was a pattern of behaviour within him.
So this Clare's Law, which is being rolled out by Dorset Police and they're taking it on, do you think something like that would have helped you in your situation?
Absolutely. And even more so the second time round, because I had a gut feeling. You know, oftentimes we go into a relationship, men and women, and we have a gut feeling that something's a bit off kilter. And, you know, we explain it away and come up with all sorts of excuses. They come up with their own excuses and we buy into the excuses and make some more besides, because we want the relationship to work. You know, we all want to feel love and we all want to be connected on the planet. And so we just begin the cycle of excuses, and we don't listen to our actual intuition, which is very, very powerful, very strong. But certainly in that second one, had I had a situation or at least something available like Clare's Law, well, I could have taken myself away and gone and found out whatever information I needed, and it would have saved me 8 years of my life.
8 years. So that relationship was a long period of abuse, was it?
It was, but yeah, and the reason it went on for so long is not because I'm an absolute idiot, but because I became seriously ill. In fact, I became disabled with an illness, and so he had just then complete control, total control.
Do you think it might be difficult? Because, I mean, you were saying then about how when you start a new relationship, and even if you think that something's a little bit off, you're excited by the new relationship. Do you think it might be difficult for women or men to think, you know, I don't want to mistrust this person and you know, tell on them, as it were?
Yeah, I would imagine it obviously depends on how new the relationship you are. None of us fall in love with somebody from like the first or second date. You know, that's ludicrous. But it's through the getting to know someone process that they start to show signs of who they really are. And that's the time when we need to be listening, but we don't. I would just say to anyone who's going through this, man or woman, listen to your intuition and contact any of the services. There are lots of them. Don't do it at home. Go to a library. There are lots of services that you can contact. And if someone's going into a new relationship and it feels a little bit off, or you just get a little slap, you know, it starts with a little slap and goes to big fists and feet and kicking and all sorts. Don't stick around, because one thing will lead to another. And use Clare's Law. That's what it's there for. Draw on it and make yourself safe.